From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ali Dove. Missouri and Kansas have joined 41 other states and Puerto Rico in a lawsuit accusing generic drug makers of conspiring to drive up prices for more than 100 generic drugs. Dan Margulies reports.
The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Connecticut and names 20 drug companies and 15 executives as defendants. It alleges they participated in a conspiracy led by generic drug giant Teva Pharmaceuticals USA. It says that beginning in July 2013, Teva colluded with competing companies to carve up markets and raise prices on at least 86 generic drugs. In a statement, Teva denied wrongdoing. Teva is one of the largest generic drug makers in the world and has offices in Overland Park. I'm Dan Margulies.
The Missouri House voted to prevent judges from further incarcerating someone for failing to pay for their jail time, which is officially known as a board bill. Instead, a local sheriff could collect those costs through civil proceedings. The judge could also waive the costs. The bill received support from both sides of the aisle. Representatives, including the bill's sponsor, Bruce DeGroat, says forcing someone to pay their board bills added to a cycle of debt.
I use the example of the lady in a rural district who stole an $8 tube of mascara, put in jail, and ultimately she wound up owing over $10,000, and well, she'll never get out of the system because of it.
The bill passed the House with a vote of 156-1. A state incentive package aimed at getting General Motors to expand in Missouri is running into a major roadblock in the Missouri Senate. Jason Rosenbaum reports on why some conservative lawmakers are objecting to one of Governor Mike Parson's priorities.
Parson is pushing lawmakers to back giving GM roughly $50 million in tax credits over 10 years if the company invests at least $750 million in its Wentzville plant. It could also go to other Missouri automakers who spend a similar amount of money. But some GOP lawmakers, like Senator Bill Igel of Weldon Spring, don't like other aspects of the bill aimed at bolstering Missouri's workforce development programs. He also says the tax credits could be issued for GM under an existing program.
We can actually get this done without expanding any of our corporate welfare programs, without creating any new programs whatsoever.
Some St. Charles County officials want Parson to call a special session if lawmakers don't act by the end of the week. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The ACLU of Missouri and the state's public defender have reached a tentative agreement to settle a lawsuit over high caseloads. The deal made public yesterday sets maximum workloads based on the number of hours it takes an attorney to properly handle different crimes. Attorneys would be able to turn down cases to keep them under limit. That would increase the need for contracts with private attorneys. An outside monitor would be in charge of making sure all public defender offices meet the standards. It's not clear how much the settlement will cost. A federal judge must still approve the deal. The state's lead public defender, Michael Barrett, declined to comment. The ACLU did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.